Welcome to the podcast of Revival Life Church, a spirit-filled multicultural church in Boca Raton, Florida. If you would like more information about Revival Life Church or Pastor Carl Thomas, find us on the web at revivallifechurch.org.
How you doing? Feeling good? Did you have some coffee after the rain? In the lobby? You didn't get coffee? What's up with that? Why would you not have coffee? I don't understand. Can you understand that, Kellyanne, at all? Does that make any sense? Don't make no kind of sense. Hallelujah, it's raining out, but it's raining in here too, amen? The Lord of glory is raining in here. Come on, no, no, give it. If you're going to do it, do it. If you're going to do it, do it. Jesus is here. Jesus is not tired. He's not affected by the rain. He's not affected by the storms. Jesus is alive today. He's alive today. Jesus is alive and doing something today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited about God. I'm excited about what God is doing in our midst. And we're continuing our message series. I want to talk to you today about hearing God's voice. That's what we're going to talk today about, hearing God's voice. And I'm not just going to talk about it today. We're going to believe God for a spirit of revelation. Amen. Are you with me? We're believing God for just an impartation of revelation today. I'm going to take this off so it's not dangling behind me the entire message. Give me 1 second, if you would, please. Say hi to somebody near you. Act like we're not having technical difficulties. When we go live with this church, I tell you what, when we're done doing our preview services, we're in year 9 of preview services. But when we're done with the preview services, this is just going to be absolutely amazing. People are just going to, they're going to, we'll look like we won't even need God. Till then, we're just going to have to rely on grace. Amen. I'm believing God for an impartation of faith for revelation today. That's the goal today. Today, this is not about people. This is about God and his children hearing him. Amen. You know, God actually wants his children to hear him. And we just believe that the Spirit of Christ is here, and he wants to activate the ability to hear God today. That's what we just believe is going to happen. And this isn't anything super, I was going to say it's not super spiritual, but it's kind of, I don't know what's more spiritual than hearing your Father in heaven who is Spirit. Amen? That's about as super spiritual as you get. But it's not, it's weird. This is what the church is based on. Are you with me? At the end of the service, I'm going to pray for everyone who wants an increase in revelation and hearing from God. That's what we're going to do today. So we're in our Shine message series. And in our Shine message series, we've been talking about what it looks like when God turns his face to you, when he shines his countenance upon you. It's supposed to look like something, amen? It should look like something. It should look different. It should look different. Something different should be happening. And we've been in this message series since we moved into this place, which was a little over a month ago. The goal in this whole message series was we would just saturate this place in God's presence. Our whole reason for wanting a permanent location was not because we were tired of setting up. If God called us, we would just do this forever. I mean, there's lots of churches do set up forever, and it's just not a big deal for us. We had a machine. And as a matter of fact, when we moved in here, we had to figure out how to rework some stuff because that's how we did church. And so it caused more work to move into here. But we just really felt like we needed a place of encounter. A place of encounter. Hopefully in your house you have a place of encounter. You have a prayer room in your house, be it next to your bed, be it a closet, be it a part of your living room, a place that you have sanctified to encounter God. You look at that place and say, man, that's where I encounter God right there. That's a spot right there. That's where I pray. And I have a history with God in that place. I have several in my home. And I hope you have some in your home. I have one next to my mango tree, which is looking lovely right now, by the way. The mangoes will be coming in plentiful and juicy. If you're a mango eater, let me know, because I don't actually eat them, but I grow some pretty amazing mangoes from what I understand. But I have a place underneath my mango tree where I put a little table, I have a chair, I sit there, and the presence of God comes, and I just interact with him. And we wanted this place to be a place of encounter, a place of open heavens, this place. We just want to saturate it with faith. We want to saturate this entire place with faith. We want God's face to shine upon this place right here. Amen? We want to create a place that people who don't know him come in and encounter the presence of God. That's a good word, Pastor. I'm with that. I'm with that vision right there. That's good. People should be encountering God. That's good, Pastor. Amen? Titling my message today, Hearing from God. If you take a note, you can write that down. Hearing from God. If you got a Bible, you can turn to Luke chapter 3. Got a short message today because I want to pray for people at the end of service. Hallelujah. My weekly announcement that I just keep telling you, we have kids in this church. The children are on the other side of that wall. They're having a good time. That's more important than us not being distracted. We'll have to actually act like adults and focus. And we're going to let them act like kids and be loud. Amen? Yeah. They're saying something biblical. I don't know what it is. Got a testimony from the street ministry, the outreach ministry. They went out yesterday feeding the homeless. And they saw 5 people healed in the rain. I said, it just rained just the entire time. It rained. They got soaking wet. They'd open the van. People would come, couple, then lots of people. They had 5 people healed. I don't know how many they got saved, but they had 5 people healed yesterday on the streets. Amen. That's good. Yeah, come on. That's good. As you turn to your Bible to Luke, the Bible, it's the story of people and their interactions with God. That's what the Bible is. It is the story of people's interactions with God. God told people things, and they told the things that God said. But at its foundation, it's people interacting with God. If you learn anything from the Bible, you have to understand the foundation of the Word of God is people hearing from God. God is not going to run out of words to say. Amen? He's not going to run out of words to say. It's not like he had to write a book because he's tired of talking. God wants to talk. And if you read the Bible and you come with the conclusion that God is done talking, you might be reading the wrong Bible. Because the entire Bible is a history of God talking to people. The entire Bible. We need to read the Word of God. But we need to understand at its foundation is not, I need to hear what John heard so I don't have to hear. We don't need to look at it like, I need to hear what Ezekiel heard so I don't have to hear. We need to look at it. Ezekiel heard from God. Ezra heard from God. Nehemiah heard from God. All throughout history, Moses heard from God. Adam heard from God. John the Revelator heard from God. John the Baptist heard from God. All these people heard from God. I need to hear from God. That needs to be the conclusion. Now, as we read the Bible on a deeper level, we need to be hearing what God speaks so we can kind of filter and make sure we're not hearing nonsense. But the Bible on its first level is not a filter. On its first level, it's to impart faith that you can hear from God. We should be coming away from the Bible saying, I need to hear from God for myself. Are you with me? Yeah. Amen. It's a story of people's interactions with God. And we study those interactions so we can know more about God because we don't see him perfectly. We don't hear him perfectly. But we know the scriptures are perfect in their entirety. And so we want to be studying those things. Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Let's read it together here. We're going to have it up on the screen if you don't have your Bible. It says, now when all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized, and while he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, you are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear this. Let's look back at verse 21 here. Let's look at it together. Now, when all the people were baptized, what was happening was John the Baptist was preaching, and they knew the Messiah was coming. They knew it was a time for the Messiah to come on the scene. And they were looking for him. I hope that in your spirit, you know when your season of encounter is awakening. I hope you're aware of your season of encounter that's coming so you can be looking for the encounter. The Bible says that many times we entertain angels unaware that that's what they are. Why? Because we're not looking for them. We're not looking for them, so we don't see them. You see what you're looking for. You see what you're looking for. If you're looking for the God of judgment, that's all you see. If you're looking for the God of grace who sent Jesus Christ to die in our place, that's what you see. And so they were looking for their season of encounter because they learned the scriptures enough to know what was coming. And the Bible says, when they all were baptized, They knew that John the Baptist was coming. They knew that, the Messiah was coming. John the Baptist came, so they thought maybe he was the Messiah, and he was baptizing people for repentance. And they said, I don't want to miss out on this. And, of course, the Jews of the day were very good at keeping rules. They invented lots of them, and they knew to keep rules. And they said, well, this might be the Messiah. He gave us a rule. Awesome. I'll go get water baptized, and then I'll be with the Messiah. This is perfect. And so all the people were being baptized. Jesus was also baptized. And while he was praying, heaven was opened. Now, here's all I want you to see in this scripture. Go back one. Jesus was water baptized. Here, let me ask you this question. If Jesus got baptized, maybe we should too. Amen? Maybe that'd be a good idea. Maybe it'd be a good idea to get water baptized. Next week, we're going to have our water baptism, both services, at the conclusion of both services. It's going to be good. Amen? And God is going to touch people. Things are going to happen in water baptism. But what I found is in water baptism, it's often a foundation for things God wants to do moving forward. Water baptism is our first act of obedience after coming to faith in Jesus Christ. And Jesus himself was water baptized. And it says here, and while he was praying, so we know he got water baptized, and then he began talking to God. Got water baptized, began talking to God, and look at the result. Let's read it together. Heaven was open. Hallelujah. 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 God, this open heaven. The Bible says heaven was open, and you're not going to find a scripture that says it closed after that. It doesn't say it was open for him. Hear me. Jesus, the Messiah, got water baptized. Heaven was open, and the Spirit landed upon him in bodily form. I want you to see this. The Spirit of Christ, what did it land on? The body of Christ. Has anybody heard about the body of Christ? Heaven was open. The Spirit of Christ landed on the body. We are his body. His body is under an open heaven with the Spirit of Christ on it. Heaven opened above his body. The Spirit of Christ came. Listen. This open heaven that's above his body. This is what we live under. We live under an open heaven. Are you hearing me? We live under an open heaven. And then God spoke. Jesus was water baptized. Heaven was open above him. Spirit landed on him. And then God spoke. That God speaking, let me de-spiritualize some things for you. That's a gift of revelation. That's what that is. If you hear God, that's a spirit of revelation. That's Holy Spirit empowering you to hear God. That's a spirit of revelation. That is the gift. That's it. It's a gift from Holy Spirit that every believer should have. The spirit of revelation. And we talked 2 weeks ago about being a prophetic voice of this generation. And that was literally hearing God and telling people. And now, unfortunately, in the body, we've just had a lot of people who were judgmental, and that's all they heard. But Jesus came and died for sinners. Amen? And so that should probably be central to our theology, right? Right? That he's a good God and he dies for sinners. So if we're going to be a prophetic voice this generation, we need a spirit of revelation on our lives. Tell Jesus, I need a spirit of revelation from you. I need to live under an open heaven, Lord. And I just believe today there's going to be an activation of hearing God in your life today. While I share this message, there's going to be an activation of hearing God in your life today. Amen? This is what's going to happen while I'm preaching today. Amen, Pastor. That's a good word right there. Give it to me. Amen. Amen. See, Jesus knew we needed this. Jesus knew that we needed an open heaven. Jesus knew that we couldn't do it on our own. He knew that we needed the Spirit of Christ. He knew that we needed an open heaven. He knew that we needed a spirit of revelation. Jesus knew that God wants to talk to us, and he was going to equip us to receive what God wanted to give us. Isn't that amazing? He knew what we needed. So he paid for it for us, then gave us the ability to receive it. That is amazing right there. That's awesome. That's a good God right there. And we're like, oh, I think God's not doing that anymore. No, 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 he really is. He really is. Amen? And so, you know, John 5:19, Jesus literally says that he can do nothing unless he sees his Father doing it, right? He does whatever he sees the Father doing. He needed an open heaven. He knew he needed an open heaven. He knew he himself had to be able to minister under an open heaven, or he would just be doing things on his own. And he didn't want to do things on his own. God wants you to know what he's up to. Right? He's not looking for robots who'll just go in blind faith every day. He wants you to know what he's up to. Jesus said this much. He said it literally in John chapter 10. He said, my sheep hear my voice. Now, he did not say, if you don't hear my voice, you're not my sheep. That's, again, how we get that little manipulation, that little judgmentalism on that scripture. That's not what that scripture says. That scripture says, are you saved? Then you can hear my voice. If you're a Christian, if you've given your life to Christ, you can hear my voice. That's what Jesus is saying. My sheep hear my voice. Hell, I can hear God's voice. Say it. Because that's what you're created for. That's what your Creator made you for. Are you with me? This is good word right here. Now, of course, we all hear God slightly different. Because we all have our own relationship with Him. We all hear Him slightly differently because we're created slightly differently. Right? We all process what he said. We have different life experience. We're all on a different journey with Jesus. Hopefully we're all going the same place. Amen? I'm going to heaven. Who's going with me? So that's where my journey's going. Some people are hearing very different things than me because they're not on the same journey as me quite yet. But I say that as a joke. We want to be on the same journey. We want to be following Jesus. We want to be going where he's going. We want to be doing what he's doing. We want to hear his voice. We just want to be walking with him. Amen? We just want to be walking with him. And I want to talk just a few ways. And as I teach through this, I want you to understand that I'm not just giving you formulas today. I'm activating your spirit and increased sensitivity to hearing God's voice. All right? So just hear me that way. If you want to hear God more, and I hope you do, in order to hear God more, an increased amount that you're hearing him right now, God's voice has to be preeminent in your life. God's voice has to be preeminent in your life. It has to be more important than any other thing in your life. It has to be more important than any other force, than any other voice, any influence. God's voice has to carry the most weight. You have to believe that God's wisdom is above your wisdom. You have to believe that his wisdom is like a precious jewel. Amen? 1 Corinthians tells us that the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. That means that God at his most foolish is more wise than we've ever been. And God at his weakest moment, has more strength than we've ever experienced. Hear me. Everything God does in our life, everything he shows us, everything he tells us gives us a leg up on the world. Because it is stronger and more wise than anything the world has to offer. But it has to be preeminent in your life. It has to be important. We have to actually want to have that strength. We have to actually want to have that wisdom. Now in Proverbs it says, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to search out a matter. What that means is when God reveals his wisdom to you, that's him giving you his glory. Listen, let's look at it. Let's look at it. Proverbs 25:2. It's the glory of God to conceal a matter. Look at this. But the glory of kings is to search out a matter. As you search out the wisdom of God, that is glory on your life. That's revelation. When God gives you revelation, that's him putting his glory on you. That's the glory of God on you. That's you carrying his glory on the earth as he shares his wisdom and his knowledge with you. And so if we're going to increase in this revelation, we're going to increase in this knowledge, if we're going to increase in hearing God, we have to go into this expecting to hear important things. We have to believe that his wisdom is not, it's not trite, it's not him just mumbling. Everything God says is revelation. We have to expect to hear important things. And here's how we do this. Here's how I look at this. You gotta like block off some time. I am setting up this time. I've set a point on my calendar. I have a time of prayer. I've blocked off this time, and I'm expecting to hear God. Get a pad, you know, get some paper, get a pen, get alone, and prepare to hear him. Does that make sense? Like it's an important. Can you imagine, like, if you have you don't have a job, and your employer says, hey, let's have a phone interview at 10 o'clock, and he calls you, and you're driving in your car, and you're ordering McDonald's in the middle of the interview. You think we're gonna get that job? Let me help you out. No, if you're having a hard time getting a job, that may be why. You might want the employer to think that this call is important to you. Right? And so, like, when people, they tell me they want to meet with me, and I'm like, okay, let's set up a phone appointment. And they call me, and they're driving in their car somewhere. Now, when you're driving while talking to somebody, what's more important, paying attention to the road or talking on the phone? So that tells me I'm doing two things right now, Pastor, and what I'm doing with you is not the most important one. And I just say, hey, if we just want to chit-chat, if we're just talking about our hobbies, whatever, we're just talking, you know. If I'm calling you and I need something from you and you only have time for me when you're driving, hey, I'll take it. But if you're saying, hey, Pastor, I want you to dedicate some of your time to me. I want to meet with you. I want counseling. But what I'll be doing with you is the second most important thing I'll be doing at that moment. But hey, why don't you call me when this is actually important to you? Are you with me? And so we block off God. Hey, God, I'm doing something else. But while I'm doing something else, that's a good time for you to talk to me. Right? And I don't say that as a rebuke. I say that as, hey, maybe we should look at God as more important than a job interview or a counseling appointment. We should actually block off time and make him important and say, this is the time that I've set aside to hear you, God. Right? When he's second, that's not an important meeting. But we're expecting to hear important things. I mean, could you imagine, like, you know, you're dating someone and you call them while you're in the car to propose? That'd be awkward, right? Oh, yeah, by the way, did you want to get married? Now, many ladies would be like, I don't care how he proposes. But you can expect something better than that, ladies. Amen? You can expect something better than that. We have to expect we're going to hear important things. We have to expect God is going to give us direction in our lives. And that's going to be important. And as you grow in your relationship with God, he's going to tell you things that are more and more confusing. And you're going to have to know that you heard him to follow those instructions. He will tell you to do stuff that you're like, no, clearly you got the wrong person, God. And if you're looking for road signs and you're turning and avoiding traffic, you're going to miss those little things that he's telling you, the things that don't make any sense. You got to be alone hearing his voice. You're going to hear those crazy things that are the gateways to miracles. You have to be able to hear those things. You got to be silent so you know, wow, that was God. That wasn't me avoiding traffic. That wasn't me just on the way to work. That wasn't me working out. That wasn't me exercising. That's the gateway to a miracle right there, that voice, that word that he spoke. And so as we're blocking off this time, some people can just sit and hear God and some people don't because God speaks to us differently based on our gifting. And so I'm just going to give you three real quick ways to increase as you block off time with God to hear God. And some of these I've talked about many times because they still work. Amen? First one, number one. I know this is a hard one. Read your Bible until God talks. Read your Bible until God talks. When you're in chaos, when you're in crisis, I always give this counsel. Read it until he talks. Jesus said in John chapter 5:39, you can read this later, he said that the scriptures testify about him. The scriptures testify about him. It's at the end of the scripture there. You can go to the next one. Testify about him. We need to read, just, I'm telling you, just read the Bible. And I don't mean like, I'm talking about like Bible roulette where you open it up and you pick a, you know that almost never works for me. Bible roulette, I did it this week. And then that scripture wasn't good. I tried another one. Let's just try again. And that wasn't it. Trying to three scriptures on judgment. I was like, at some point, I'm going to realize God does not talk to me through Bible roulette. Just does not work. What was done to you, Quartazain? I don't even know what Quartazain is, so I know he's not talking to me. No, that's not me. We need to read the Bible until he talks. And that may be 10, 12, 15, 20 chapters. You might go through 30 Psalms until God talks. But I promise you, I feel the anointing of God right now. I promise you, he will talk. I promise you, he will talk. You just keep reading the Bible until he talks. We got to block off time and we got to say, Lord, I'm not leaving until you speak to me. I'm not leaving until you speak to me. He may not say exactly what we're looking for him to hear, him to say. But again, his wisdom is above our wisdom. His strength is above our strength. We need what he wants to give us. I had a, number two, this is a radical one right here. Talk to God. Radical, right? You got to talk to God. We have to actually have conversations with him. There's a story in the Bible where these people were walking down the road with the resurrected Jesus. They didn't know it was a resurrected Jesus. They didn't have any idea. And they're just talking to him about everything that was going on and all the turmoil that's happening in their city. And this guy's like, what, you know, you don't know what's happening? Let me tell you everything that's happening. And it's talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And then at Luke 24, verse 27, Jesus begins to talk. It says, then beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures. Now that's a Bible study I want to be a part of. I've been in some Bible studies. I was like, have you even read the Bible? Because this is dead, right? But that's a Bible study. I want to get in heaven. And when I get there, I'm like, I want to be part of that. Sign me up for that Bible study where Jesus reveals all the scriptures with all the prophets concerning him. But the principle remains that they just talked to Jesus about what was going on in their life. And then Jesus started talking. Jesus started revealing himself to them. And this is in the scripture. It's in the Psalms. Which Psalms? Most of them. People talk to God, and eventually God starts replying to them. In the beginning of the Psalm, they start complaining. Then they start declaring, and then God starts talking. And sometimes you just need to quit calling people to complain and just take it to your Father in heaven. And start telling him what's going on in your life. He's not scared of your problems. He's not intimidated by what's going on in your life. And he's not going to think you're blaming him. I don't think he cares at all. He's unmoved by your emotional issues, right? Like he is completely unmoved. I don't want to talk to him because I'm offended. No, I think he can take it. I really feel like God can take it. And I really feel like if you share it with him, then he can actually heal it, right? Right? Like I'm too offended with God to talk to him. That's just like the dumbest line you're ever going to say. Too offended to talk. Yeah, he may not be able to take that. He might get offended and leave. No, I think he'll be good. Because while you are yet still a sinner, he sent Christ Jesus to die for you. Right? So I think he can take it, right? And so someone, you just need to talk to God more. And after you've talked and you run out of words to say, now this is good for some of you just in relationship. At some point you realize you've been talking a long time, just shut up, right? Just shut up and let somebody else talk. You may even want to ask a question periodically in your conversations. When you find yourself talking for a long time about yourself, you might want to at some point say, been talking about myself for a long time. How about I ask them a question and give them an... I have found that most people's favorite subject is themselves. People really like to talk about themselves. That's what we all have in common. And so if you talk about yourself a lot, you have good company. Give other people an opportunity to be part of that talking about themselves, right? And so at some point when you realize, I've been talking a long time about myself, God, why don't you go ahead and talk now? Would you have anything you'd like to say, God? Maybe you have something to share. Who knows? And then just wait for him to talk. He actually will talk to you. He actually wants to talk to you. And for some of you, this talking to God looks like worship at the top of your lungs. Hear me. Worship at the top of your lungs. Worship at the top of your voice. I don't mean this little, you're in your, you know, just. I'm talking, you're in concert mode. You are singing out to God until you get hoarse. You're running around. You don't know if the neighbors think that maybe somebody's being murdered in your house, but you don't care. You're singing at the. Some of you, you're only going to hear God in worship. And if you're sitting in the back of the sanctuary just trying to hold it in, you're not hearing God the way you need to because you're not doing the things that activate His voice in your life. You know, like, I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm going to be up at the front. I'm going to be singing at the top of my lungs. I'm going to be in my car singing at the top of my lungs. I'm going to be at home. I'm going to turn up the stereo as loud as it possibly gets. I'm going to be screaming in my living room. Amen? I'm telling you, if you want to hear His voice, you don't really care what people think about you. Are you with me? Start taking 1 hour long showers, singing at the top of your voice. God will talk. I don't know. The shower is the most anointed part of my house, I think. Are you with me? Last thing. Whoever's going to play some music, come on up. Is that Mikey? Last thing. Get around some people who hear God. Get around people who hear God. Last slide. Get around people who hear God. Or worship at the top of your voice. Get around people who hear God. Luke chapter 3, verse 21 says, "Now when all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized, and while he was praying, heaven was..." "Now when all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized, and while he was praying, heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in a bodily form like a dove." Listen, John the Baptist, they knew he was the prophet. They said, "This guy's hearing from God. Let me get around him." Jesus even got around John the Baptist. Jesus said he had to be baptized by John the Baptist. Why? That don't make any sense to the natural mind. But it's what happened. He got baptized by John the Baptist. Heaven opened and he started hearing from the Father. As a matter of fact, when they got around John the Baptist, they said a voice came from heaven. Did you hear this? When they got around the prophet, John the Baptist, everybody heard from heaven. A voice came from heaven. "You are my beloved son, in you I am well pleased." So the people, many of whom were rebuked by John the Baptist for not having a pure heart, for coming out for the wrong reasons, they weren't seeking God, but they came out with their religion, their judgment. Even they heard God because they were around somebody who hears God. Heaven was open and everybody heard from God because they were around somebody who hears from God. And so if you're not hearing from God a lot, I tell you, the devil is like, you need to stay home from church. I mean, anything you hear through the lens of offense, bitterness, depression, probably isn't God. When you're hurt and you're anxious or you're mad or you're bitter, probably what you're thinking is not from God. Probably not from God. Matter of fact, it might even be from the enemy. And so we need to learn that in those moments of offense are real opportunities to discern the voice of God. You're mad and you hear something that makes you feel better about your madness. Oh, now I know what the enemy wants me to do. Probably should do something different. You're going to get around some people here from God. And so I am going to pray here. And I want to pray what the Lord told me to pray, and that a spirit of revelation would come. And that you would begin to hear from heaven. Sound good? So, Father, I just love you this morning. I thank you that you're alive, that you are alive. Thank you, Jesus, that you opened the heavens for us and that you left them open for us. That you opened heaven and you left it open. And that your spirit rests upon us, your body. And so I'm asking Jesus today for these people under the sound of your voice, under the sound that you're speaking to this house. I pray, Father, that you would equip them to hear you, that you would even now give them visions of where you'll be speaking to them. But you would begin opening the heavens above them right now. And I pray that you would send revelation right now, Jesus. That you would send revelation right now. I pray everyone today who's hurting, Father, everyone who feels cast off, that you would comfort those, that you would heal bodies. But I pray right now, Jesus. You would move in this room. So I want to pray for you if you feel this is for you. If you want that spirit of revelation, I just want you to stand and just get in a position to receive. I'm just going to pray that Jesus would begin to pour it out right now. Hallelujah. Don't feel obligated to stand or to not stand. So I'm just going to pray right now. Father. Wow. Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would come right now. That you would quicken the spirits of the people in this room. There we go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that you would awaken gifts of revelation. I pray that you would awaken gifts of word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, prophecy, tongues, and interpretation of tongues right now in the name of Jesus. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, Jesus. You would awaken them right now, that people would hear your voice in all the ways that you manifest your voice, Jesus. I just receive it right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The fire of God landing on people right now. I just see it landing on people right now. I see the fire of God landing on people right now. And then some of you, you're beginning to feel it on your face. The fire is falling on you right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, that you would awaken every gift you want to awaken right now. And I believe there's people in here that God is awakening the word of knowledge for healing right now. And you're beginning to feel two things on your life right now. Your face is beginning to tingle and your hands are beginning to burn. Actually, if you have either one of those things happening, I want to ask you to come forward. I just want to lay hands on you before I dismiss everybody. Your face is beginning to tingle in an unusual way, or your hands are beginning to burn in an unusual way. When I start praying, just come on forward and line up real quick if you would, just quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're just going to awaken right now in everybody in the room. Wow. And there's a burning heart happening in many people right now, too. That's just a gift of prophecy beginning to well up on the inside of people. If your heart is beginning to, your chest and the center of your chest beginning to burn, I want to pray for you, too. Thank you. Come on, Mike, play for me. Hallelujah. This everybody just pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. I got a couple ushers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And just ask the Lord one more time. Father, just touch me today. I want to be awakened. I'm just going to quickly pray for everybody in the room, everybody in the row here. And at the end of service, we're going to be finished in about 2 minutes. There's going to be some people at the front, and they'll pray for anybody who wants healing in your body, deliverance. If you want an extra prayer for impartation of hearing God's voice, revelation, any of these things, just come forward. They'll pray for you. We're going to pray now. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch these right here. Touch these right here. In the name of Jesus, that you would pour out your spirit, Father, and you would awaken revelation. Awaken revelation. Awaken revelation. Awaken revelation. That you would awaken revelation, Jesus. Wow. Awaken revelation. Awaken revelation. Awaken revelation, Jesus. We ask for an impartation of revelation, Jesus. Impartation of revelation, Jesus. Impartation. Revelation, Jesus. Impartation of revelation, Jesus. Impartation of impartation of impartation of revelation, Jesus. Fire, Jesus. Word of knowledge for healing, Lord. Word of knowledge for healing, Jesus. We ask for more. More, 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 more,